baby. Hey!
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? We are back on the air, which can only mean one thing. It's Friday afternoon.
Tis. You know, one of my favorite parts about that opening is it's very important you don't stink today. Guess what I was watching when I was doing show notes today?
That Thing You Do?
I was.
Is that the first time you've ever seen it?
Oh, no, no, no.
I love that movie.
That's a great movie.
It's
an amazing movie. I just haven't seen it in probably about 7 to 8 years. And I saw that was actually one of the first lines that was on when I turned it on.
Now, I never really get overly excited when I meet people.
No, you know, you don't.
I haven't met a lot of people. I'm
big
not going to say
people.
That, you know, that I've never. I've met a president. Obviously, that was very cool. I've met some pretty cool people.
Kind of a big deal.
So I'm at our annual Make-A-Wish event in Nashville, and Jonathan is at the event. Mm-hmm. Jonathan is the lead singer from that group.
Gotcha.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's his real name, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. I don't know his last name, SCH something. And that's pretty cool because I love the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love the song, That Thing You Do. And part of that clip from the great actor himself, Tom Hanks, is it's very important you don't stink today. So,
yes.
Is it very important the Bucks don't stink tomorrow?
Sure, yeah. Is it? Yeah, it's the first time we're going to see Winston.
I don't think it really matters.
Well, you don't think a lot matters.
No,
but...
well, I think some things matter. You know, things that matter, matter. I don't think your first preseason game where you're only going to play 15 snaps,
mm-hmm.
20 snaps, you're going to play, you know, play. What they've been telling us out at One Buck is that the starters will go the first quarter.
Right.
So does it really matter? So he goes out and he throws, you know, a couple good passes and a couple picks.
Just getting some reps in.
That's all he is doing right now.
That's
so,
okay.
So please don't get overly excited if he does well. And please don't, you know, start right out of the blocks, Rob, with how awful Winston is if he, you know, struggles at the very beginning.
Real quick, just because you brought it up, what did Rob say last weekend?
I believe he said 2 out of 3. The Rays would lose 2 out of 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the Rays lost 2 out of 3?
No, they took 2 out of 3.
Did they?
From the Mets. And then they...
swept the Braves.
Swept the Braves. So
where's Rob today?
Yeah.
Hiding under a rock?
Yeah.
Who do they had the Rays are in Texas?
I'm looking it up right now.
I think they're playing
Houston.
I believe they're playing Texas. And I wonder if Rob is going to say Texas is going to sweep the Rays.
Correct. They are at Arlington.
Why don't you have some massive bowling balls and say whoever the Toronto Blue Jays are playing will sweep the Blue Jays?
Yeah, that's a little bit more
out
there.
Unrealistic because the Blue Jays are on fire.
The Rays are in Houston after this set against Texas, then Oakland.
Right. Well, I knew that they were going to Texas first.
Winners of 11 straight. Pretty impressive. They obviously brought Price over. Big move for them.
Was Price the big move or was Troy the big move? Now, they're both big moves, but if you could have only made one, which do you think? I'm always going to go with the everyday player.
You know, I would say pitching. I would say pitching. I know what you mean. I agree in most instances, but you have a Cy, you're bringing in a Cy Young Award winner. And especially if you're making the playoff push and you're going to cut your rotation down to three, maybe four guys, you're going to want to make sure your lineup, your rotation is as strong as possible. So that's really my only
shockingly
argument.
I'm going to disagree only because it's shocking. I love the everyday player. Mm-hmm. You know, David Price can only help every four, every five, you know, games. Now once we get to the playoffs, maybe different.
Yes.
You know, you've got the stud out there that you know is going to win, you know, two of those games. Obviously, it's a huge, huge help.
Have to get there first.
And can I, which I would rather have the everyday player to get there. Can I say again how much I hate batter?
Yeah.
Swing batter?
Sure.
I hate it.
It's your show. You can do whatever you want.
Little League baseball, T-ball, all that stuff is supposed to be not only teaching baseball, but teaching good sportsmanship. And again, I don't think batter is good sportsmanship. I hate it.
Well, I mean, when you look at it, how much is it happening outside of Little League? I mean, how bad is it really? Is it really a bad habit that they're taught if they don't continue it on once they get up into
high
school?
In full disclosure,
yeah.
Do they still even do it in Little League? I watch Little League. I'm watching
the TV.
Well, exactly.
We'll see.
Well, we always have the TVs on mute.
Right.
So I really don't know if it's as they do it as much today as they did back in the day. Mm-hmm. Before I forget, if you are interested, tomorrow is Danny Alvarez's annual big pig roast, mm-hmm. which will be going on Gandy Boulevard in Tampa. If you'd like information, we'd love to have you come out and join us. To the best of my knowledge, I believe it's all free. The Hispanic Man of the Year, Danny Alvarez, runs the whole shindig.
Kind of a big deal.
And then the big What the Buck event is tomorrow late afternoon, evening at the Wing House. Then we're working on a very special tailgate that is going to be out at Ebor Eats, which is a new little eatery just off of 7th Avenue in Ebor. We'll have more details. I'm sitting down with some people next week to work that out, as well as Grammy Award winners and rock icons Bon Jovi are releasing a special album for their fans, titled Burning Bridges. It's featuring We Don't Run. Burning Bridges is available August 21st for Mercury Records. Guess what? You can register to win that album today on Talking Sports.
Only through us.
That I know of.
We also have
allegedly
to throw out a shout-out to Michael Pittman.
Got to say allegedly because I'm sure we're not the only ones giving away the album.
We have to say happy birthday to Pitt.
I already did.
On this show?
No, not on the show.
Well, there we go.
I did it to Pitt.
Okay, so did I.
I talked to Mike about a few things that's going down, and waiting for his input on Snoop Dogg, Snoop Lion, Snoop Elephant. His son has quit the football team out in California.
Looking to pursue film. So he's still going to UCLA, though.
He is. Not that it matters. Do they pull the scholarship?
And I was thinking about that. How does that affect recruiting? I mean,
lose the scholarship, right?
I would assume so, because you're not there to perform.
No. I'm saying the college. I mean, again, I don't know. If the college gave a scholarship and then they pull it back, I don't believe that gives them the scholarship to use again, does it?
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I don't know. I went to the School of Hard Knocks.
Knocks? I don't know. Probably both. I would say they would.
I don't know.
Because they're not.
Let me call
utilizing
Snoop Dogg.
It.
I'll text Snoop Dogg real quick.
See what he says.
And as people are wondering, Snoop Dogg's son went to?
Snoop Dogg's son?
Yeah.
Or Snoop Dogg?
No, Snoop Dogg's son went to what high school?
Oh, Bishop Gorman.
Right. Have some connections at Bishop Gorman.
You do.
One of the, if not the number one high school football team. Allegedly, can I say that money can buy? Now, they have to live there. But
yeah,
you know, but it's kind of like any private school. As long as you live there, you can put them in. You can get them there. It's a Catholic school, I believe.
Yes.
And as we have talked about on Thursday nights, the fact that
Dana White and the Fertittas.
Fertitta Field and the whole nine yards. And Rob is on asking him why he didn't show up. Yeah, you can put him on because I was there. I went down to get Rob into that baseball game. Yet he wasn't there.
Oops.
Ed, is he still on the line? What up, Rob?
What's up, Randy and Wags?
Rob.
Nice to hear you call me.
Hold on, Rob. I waited for you down at the Trop. How come you didn't show up?
Well, that day it rained over here by where my girlfriend lives.
They play baseball inside, though.
Transportation. Yeah, I know. So, Randy, I got a prediction for Wag. The Buccaneers will lose to Minnesota this weekend.
Who cares?
And the Texas Rangers take 2 out of 3 from the Rays, and the Houston Astros will sweep the Rays. Rays ain't going to make the playoffs there, Wags.
Wags, what do you think?
I don't know who Wags is, so I can't speak for Wags.
You're going to owe me some dinner, right, Wags?
I don't know. Wags might owe you some dinner. I don't know about Wags, though.
How about if we have a gun show off? You know, we'll have you and the guns and Rob and the guns show up, and whoever has the biggest, best guns.
Why don't we buy them dinner down at the Trop one night when it's raining?
There you go. The next time it rains, I will pick up lunch at Torta Pizza.
There you go.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Rob. Take care.
That's a win-win right there.
Nice talking to you. And one of these days, you'll show up for the free ticket that I offered and I drove out of my way to go get for you. And literally, when you're looking at me like that, Wags, it is out of my way because I go in through the front building, whatever gate that is, in order to pick up my Honor Pass tickets. I had to walk all the way around to the other side.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you this. It's the first time I've ever walked the entire circle of the Trop.
Oh, really?
And I did it because of Rib. And Rib didn't show. So, when it doesn't rain, next time it doesn't rain, and Rib gets a hold of Ed, and Ed gets a hold of you, Wags, and then you give me a call, I'll go down and I'll get him a ticket, and we'll get him in.
There we go. Sounds like a plan, and I love it when a plan comes together.
Now, let me respond to his predictions. The prediction on the Bucks tomorrow, I could care less. You know, a meaningless
preseason
game that means absolutely nothing. It's, you know, third team guys that are going to be fighting for jobs that are going to be out there to perform.
It's getting time in.
You know, the starters, I don't even think they're going to care tomorrow. I think their biggest care is that they don't get hurt.
Yep.
So playing Minnesota tomorrow, I'm going to throw that out. I'll take the sweep of Houston. I'll take that one.
Okay. I think, now, correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know.
I think earlier in the season, the Rays swept the Astros.
Well, and I'm sure Rib is thinking that, you know, it's fair play. Turnaround is fair play. I will always – it's an easy bet to say I'm going to go against the sweep.
Against the sweep, sure.
You know, so I'll go against the sweep there. Now I just have to decide if Hamilton and the Texas Rangers can take 2 out of 3. And that's probably a good bet. It's on the road. I'd like to look at pitching matchups. Not that that's going to tell me a great deal, but, you know, is Archer throwing – You know, I was there the other day. We talked to some of the players. Matter of fact, I found out that Geyer is a huge MMA UFC fan.
Really?
Very big.
Does he have a favorite fighter or a couple handful of fighters he follows?
I'm going to reach out and speak to him about it at the next homestand. Jay found, you know, talked to him and found that out.
Gotcha.
So that's some information that we will get not only on Talking Sports, but this one as well. We will take anybody who emails, anybody who calls in, so we will register Rib for the copy of the brand new album by Bon Jovi called Burning Bridges. It comes out the 21st, which is next Friday. And we are going to allow anybody who emails from now until next Friday registration into giving that album away.
Real quick, tonight's game features Carnes versus Perez. Carnes is 7-5 with a 3.52 ERA. Perez 1-2 with a 5.81. Tampa Bay's favored, -115.
They're favored. They're supposed to get – oh, no, they're going to get swept in Houston.
Right.
According to Rib. Tonight might be the only game, I guess.
That might be it.
That might be the game that
only – Now, that said, their offense has been completely different than in July. They were awful in July, and now they've been able to turn it around in August. They've homered in every game in August. They've scored 5 runs or more in 6 of the 10 games this month already. So they're surging.
I don't want to get on Rib too much, but...
You don't want to rib him?
I don't want to rib him too much, but correct me if I'm wrong. The Rays are like 4.5 back of the playoff spot of the wild card. So to be so adamant that they're not going to make it when they're only 4.5 back, I don't know. It's not like they're 8 back. It's not like they're 7 back. It's 7. 4.5 is not that big of a deal. Again, I know it's totally different, but look how quickly the Blue Jays caught and passed the New York Yankees.
Absolutely. And again, it's all about streaking at the right time, if that makes sense. Right now for the AL.
Oh, people that I went to high school and know well that I'm very aware of streaking at the right time.
Right now, that's
too
awful.
Much information.
Wow. Never would I have thought. Okay, so Yankees are right.
I didn't imply anything.
I'm not. Whatever. Yankees right now are leading the wild card. Angels have the next spot. Rays are two games behind the Angels, so that's definitely well within striking distance.
Absolutely. And I would not rule that out. And I wouldn't rule out them catching the four games. They could possibly, you know, pass the Yankees. I'm not saying they're going to, but I'm saying they could. That's not nine games. And you know what? I may, when we come back, go out on a limb. I may. I'll have to decide during this break. What's the number again? I haven't given it.
866-1013-40.
Pick up the phone and register for Burning Bridges or shoot us an email through the website, knockoutradio.com. This is Talking Sports. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
It's almost football season, which means it's almost tailgate season. And the best place to get your tailgating menu is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Nothing says football like fresh grilled chicken and steak skewers served sizzling hot with a little pita bread and some hummus. This ain't your daddy's tailgate. This is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Help Little Greek celebrate the kickoff to football season. Little Greek Fresh Grill with 16 area locations and growing. Little Greek Fresh Grill. Fresh, flavorful, fabulous.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Matt Ryan from the Atlanta Falcons by way of Boston College. You're listening to my man.
Grammy Award winners and rock icons Bon Jovi are releasing a special album for their fans titled Burning Bridges, featuring We Don't Run, Burning Bridges. It's available next Friday, August 21st, from Mercury Records. Stay tuned on details on how to register, win it, before you can even buy it.
Bon Jovi's a pretty big deal, they're actually making their first trip to China next month.
Really?
You'd think by now they would have been there already, but they're keeping things fresh and still growing.
Another album coming out. I can't wait. And like I said, you can register by just shooting us an email. Go to knockoutradio.com, shoot us an email. You will register, and we will start giving them away next Friday. Easy enough. I am so sick and tired of hearing stupid, stupid stories. Mm-hmm. Tim Tebow signed a fan's Bible. Who cares?
It's not really. Is it surprising?
Oh, my God. Who cares? Now, what I would be curious from a religious person, is it against the unwritten rule, which you know where I stand on unwritten rules.
Right.
An unwritten rule is basically not a rule. Is signing a Bible a no-no? I mean, I don't know.
Huh.
It's kind of like signing the American flag, which I can't stand when fans do at sporting events, and I've seen fighters sign it and, you know, whatever. I hate that. I hate when you wear the American flag. But that's an unwritten rule. So you really can't get mad at somebody who's doing something that you dislike.
Right.
Is that an unwritten rule in the Bible world?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm the wrong person to ask that question. If I'm going to make my assumption, which everybody knows what that means, I would say that would be a no-no.
But I'm sure that I've seen, you know, like you have a little the tag from school books inside the front page, this Bible belongs to blah, 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 blah church or blah, 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 blah temple. So isn't that almost the same thing? You're still, I hate to use the word defacing, but you're still putting something in that Bible. You know what? I'll reach out.
That's an interesting question. Yeah, I don't know.
If my producer remembers to tell me, I will have an answer by next Thursday.
Have an answer by next Thursday. Okay.
Well, by next time we're on the air. So, you know, if you can remind me, then I will take care of that. So the Vegas odds, I just saw this. Over under on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What do you think it would be?
For Super Bowl?
No. Or over under on wins.
On wins.
On the 2015 season. Coming into you next, Ed. Go ahead.
I would say under 8.5.
8.5. Ed, what do you think the Vegas odds right now over under for the Buccaneers?
6.
It is 6. That's what it is.
It's better than last year.
I don't know. What was last year? Do you remember?
No, not the odds. The actual outcome.
Right. And to be honest, I was leaning towards 5 being the over-under. But then when you go to thinking Vegas and, you know, there's 2 games that you'll win that you shouldn't. There's 2 games that you'll lose that you shouldn't. If you play those numbers out, 6 is probably pretty
about
good.
Right.
About right. You know, because I looked at it real quick. And then if you add the couple games that they might win that they shouldn't, 6 is right about where I think they'll be.
Bigger question mark, the offensive line or the quarterback?
Oh, there's no doubt the answer to that. The biggest question is the offensive line. The quarterback can be better if the offensive line is better than it was last year. Winston's going to struggle. He's a rookie. Mm-hmm. But I also think he will go out there. I think he is a winner on the football field. Let me clarify that, on the football field. Mm-hmm. He is a winner. I think he will win a game or two, and he'll probably lose one. He's going to throw some interceptions, but as we know from college, I think he can rebound. He'll throw an interception, and then he'll be right back out on the field, and he's going to throw a 70-yard bomb to Evans. So I don't think it's as big a question mark, honestly. You know, the bigger question with Winston is just going to be the experience, the maturity, which he has shown a great deal of that out at practice. But again, I've said this numerous times, training camp means nothing. You know, he's showing maturity against the second string guys. He's showing some maturity against guys that are fighting to be on the roster. Wait until, you know, he plays against the Carolina Panthers and some of those guys are banging on his windshield.
Sure. True.
So, yeah, I think the only question, honestly, is the offensive line. I really think that the defense is coming along.
They re-signed David.
Which was huge. You knew they were not going to let that guy go. He is the best linebacker. He is arguably the best linebacker in football. He is definitely one of the top two or three linebackers in football. I believe that. The problem is where he's been playing, so he kind of gets overlooked. I'm relatively happy with the defense. If everybody stays healthy, if the corners and DBs and everything, the linebacking is coming along great. I think the D-line, again, you know, with McCoy, their pickups, you know, Smith stepping up, now being the starter on the other side. I think the defense is fine. I think your receivers are good. You know, I think you have a great one. I think you have a receiver that is elding. You know, elding a word? Can I use elding?
No, that's not a
getting
word.
Elder.
No, he's aging.
I don't want to call him aging yet. Because he's
everybody's aging. I'm aging.
As we speak.
Yeah.
Oh, I just saw something that I meant to tell you about.
I just sprouted a gray hair. Wags did. Wags didn't. I don't know about Wags.
I just saw a thing that I wanted to show you, and it is and it's gone. It's a salad that is low carb, and God, I'm going to blow it, so I'm not going to say it. But
yeah,
that's
called air.
No. This is a salad that I want you to try, if I can find it.
I probably won't like it.
Oh, I bet you will.
Yeah.
If
is it high protein?
I'm going to find it. I'll find it during the break. I'll find it during the break. Big news came out of the UFC yesterday.
Huge news.
At the end of the year, not only will the UFC be returning to Orlando, which I'm excited about because the Magic are home Friday and Sunday, and on Saturday, a pretty big deal going down. Cowboy Cerrone goes for the title in Orlando. The week before in Las Vegas is the signed, and I believe it will happen, the Aldo
McGregor
fight. And then the number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world, in my opinion, Chris Weidman, puts his belt back up on the line against Luke Rockhold.
And you think about it, I didn't realize it at first when I first saw the announcement, but when you look at the pound-for-pound list, and he's in the co-main event, but again, it's about who's putting the butts in seats and who's more exciting. So
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, the number one pound for pound person fighter in not only your organization but arguably the world, because you are the biggest of the organizations.
I found it.
Co-main event.
It's a low carb, gluten free salad.
Okay, so what's so special about it? What's in it? Absolutely. I'm all over that all day, twice on Sunday.
Is it low carb?
There's no carb.
Is it gluten-free?
Absolutely. There's no carbs.
And that is a great big bowl of bacon.
It's amazingness.
It's a bacon salad.
That would be an awesome breakfast.
So I told you. You said that you were going to be against it, and I said I was pretty sure that that would not be true.
I'm color me wrong.
The only thing better than bacon is a double order of bacon.
Exactly.
Coming from a Jewish person.
I don't know. Well, for a Jewish person, you'd probably like a video I shared. I think it was on Ryan McKinnell's page, because it was bacon-wrapped shrimp. And if anybody has ever watched the TV show Parks and Rec, Ron Swanson, that is his number one favorite food wrapped around his number three favorite food. And he would...
Who is Ron Simpson? Swanson. Who is that?
He's played by Nick Offerman.
And what is his number two food?
Steak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
All right. When we return, we are going to talk a little bit more about your favorite sport, a little baseball talk.
Baseball.
Buccaneers hit the field. They will be headed up to Minnesota momentarily, I believe. I believe wheels up right about now. So we will talk about that. Phone lines are open. You can also shoot us emails. We've already got quite a few just to register for the new Bon Jovi CD. That's a DVD, CD. A lot going on, a lot more things to get to, and we'll attempt to get to one or two of them when we return. This is Talking Sports.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's almost football season, which means it's almost tailgate season. And the best place to get your tailgating menu is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Nothing says football like fresh grilled chicken and steak skewers served sizzling hot with a little pita bread and some hummus. This ain't your daddy's tailgate. This is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Help Little Greek celebrate the kickoff to football season. Little Greek Fresh Grill with 16 area locations and growing. Little Greek Fresh Grill. Fresh, flavorful, fabulous.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
Budget Self Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Some people don't believe in mermaids. Hope that's not you, because they exist at Wickiwatchee Springs State Park off US 19 and State Road 50, just north of Spring Hill. Since 1947, the magic of the mermaids have been entertaining visitors at the 538-acre Springs Park. Come and watch in the 400-seat submerged theater, The Little Mermaid Show at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. daily. Wickiwatchee State Park offers mermaid shows, reptile shows, boat tours, and swimming in the pristine spring at Buccaneer Bay. Wickiwatchee State Park is a perfect backdrop for wedding receptions, birthday parties, picnics, meetings, retreats, family reunions, or just to relax on the white sandy beach. Step back in time when things were much simpler and enjoyable. Spend the day at an original theme park. Call 352-592-5656 or log on to wickiwatchee.com for upcoming events, hours, and ticket pricing. Wickiwatchee Springs State Park, where mermaids do exist.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Larry Fitzgerald from the Arizona Cardinals, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Just before Super Bowl. Time to change that out. So, all right, so I'm messing around Facebook, following some things. A guy put a post up, and You know me, I'm instigating a little bit. They've since taken it down. A guy goes into a Rays fan club on Facebook asking if anybody's interested in Buccaneer autographs. And so everybody gets their, you know, exactly. I don't know if I can.
Do you want me to say it?
Yeah, you say it.
Panties in a wash.
Yeah, exactly. So I instigate a little bit. So here's the most recent thing post that came up. You being a baseball guy.
Yeah.
You being a former member, a team member of Team USA.
Yeah.
But also, you know, my favorite sport. So take that out of it.
Okay.
Here's the post that somebody put and somebody then said, absolutely true. Take a baseball player and throw him in any other sport and he'll compete. Take any other athlete, throw him a 95-mile-per-hour fastball, and he won't touch it. Think about it, but here's my first response because we know my love and my favorite sport.
True.
Take any Major League Baseball player and put him in an MMA event. You know, not grappling, not training. You know, you're saying about throwing a 95-mile-per-hour fastball, and you're talking the elite. You're talking a Major League Baseball player.
Right.
So take a Major League Baseball player and throw him in the octagon with a UFC fighter in the proper weight class, which most likely is going to be either a light heavy or heavy. You don't even have to take a champion. He's not competing, fellas.
I agree. I agree with that. We have seen in the past where a boxer has gotten into an MMA cage and has not been able to compete. And that's a combat sport. So, yeah, I don't think there's any way, shape, or form, thank you, where a baseball player could go to any other sport, and in this case MMA, and be able to compete. There's not even a chance. And I would say that considering how athletic a lot of these MMA fighters are, they have a much better shot to hit a 95-mile-an-hour fastball.
And again, because the line says hit a major league, you know, a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. No. It didn't say get a base hit. Didn't say hit a home run.
You make
run.
Contact. Yeah.
You make contact.
Yeah.
I believe that if you give me 10 Major League Baseball players and I give you 10 MMA fighters, I'm not even going to say, you know, UFC fighters because, you know, I might want to go into, you know, Tito's taking batting practice at Veteran Stadium, or not Veteran anymore, but in Philadelphia when he fought
was
up
that,
there.
Well,
Citizens Bank. I believe it was Citizens Bank where Tito took some BP. I believe I can get you 10 MMA fighters to make contact with a fastball, and you give me 10, put them in an octagon, and they will not compete. They will not land anything. I mean, they'll throw a haymaker or something. They'll hit somebody, but they're not going to be competitive at all.
Not only that, but chances are
they're going to get hurt.
Well, the MMA fighter, at some point during his or her life, they
has played baseball.
They've played baseball right. before. You look at that selection of 10 baseball players, chances are they've never rolled once.
And I'm going to take it up one more notch. I'm going to kick it up a notch. I'm going to rib it up some. I will give you 10 MMA fighters. I'll put them at home plate. You bean them, and they will be able to handle themselves a whole lot better than those 10 baseball players that have run to the mound and things have happened.
You bring that up, and just recently it was the however many anniversary of Nolan Ryan and
Robin Ventura. Yep, I've got that picture in the studio here somewhere.
That was last week, either earlier this week or late last week.
You know, and I don't know if this is true or if this is just one of those nursery rhyme fables, but I'd once heard a story that Robin Ventura, on his second step, said to himself, "What am I doing?" But it was by then too late.
Once you commit, you take that first step, it's game on. You can't go in halfway because, well, and apparently he did, and we saw what happened. That was he didn't fare too well. Just saying.
Yeah, all these people in the Rays fan thing, whatever, is asking how do you listen and how do you whatever, so I'm telling them it'll be on.
Gotcha.
Replay on iTunes. How's that going, by the way?
It's going well. Their shows are going up. Shows are getting downloaded. That's the plan.
It was just a little stall tactic so that I could.
Well, I was going to say that what happened to Ventura going up against Nolan is like what happened whenever we saw the Generals go up against the Globetrotters, which we will not see anymore.
We will not see it anymore. And
after 63 years.
I don't know if I like this. You know, I for numerous reasons. One, I guess they're going to subcontract out now that team, whoever they're going
to
play.
Now what? Who's around? Who all are you going to go to.
Is it going to be the same team that's now going to travel around with them, or is it every time they go to a town, they're going to have to put a team together? It's not going to be as structured?
Yeah, exactly. Because obviously there's certain shticks that that went along with the show that the other team that the Generals
are they struggling for money? Is that why they're doing it?
Well, I don't know if the Globetrotters are necessarily struggling for money, but I think that it was for financial reasons. Not necessarily that they needed more, but it was just better for them financially speaking. But the Generals are done. That was their gig, and now they don't have it, so they're pretty much, that's it.
And people don't realize that these are professional basketball players, that their job is to go out and lose every night.
Yeah, that's what they're paid to do.
I had a friend of mine that was once one of the captains of the Harlem Globetrotters, Billy Ray Hobley. And we had talked, and he said that the NBA wanted him, but a lot of players, including himself, would rather be a Globetrotter and play basketball all over the world. He traveled everywhere as probably the most famous basketball team ever, even more famous than the Olympic Dream Team. I mean, you go to anybody and say, name me a basketball team. What's the most popular? What? It's the Globetrotters. And Billy Ray said that he could have played in the NBA, but chose to be a Globetrotter. A lot of those Globetrotters were talented enough, played college ball, could have gone to the NBA. I'm sure that's a lot of, you know, same with the Generals as well. They may not be superstars, but we won't know it because their job is to go out there and lose.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good point.
Wow.
They had to follow the script.
My head might explode. I had a good point. I'm not sure what that's like.
Don't get used to it.
Now, back to the comment on the Tampa Bay Rays fans' Facebook. Take a baseball player and throw him in any other sport and he'll compete.
Yeah.
Take any other athlete, throw him a 95-mile-an-hour fastball and he won't touch it. Not just MMA. And it's 100% wrong in an MMA situation. But I can understand you take some baseball players and stick them on a basketball court, and they'd be able to compete. I mean, they wouldn't be able to, you know, guard LeBron James.
Well, again, going back to my point earlier, chances are at some point in time in their life, they've played basketball.
And football. And
yeah. MMA, not as common. Especially when you're younger, it's a lot more popular and a lot more common for kids nowadays who are getting into combat sports, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, MMA, getting into it now. If we're talking about somebody who is at that level right now, they haven't done it before.
Now, if they would have said, take a baseball player and put them in a soccer game or a soccer match, mm-hmm. I would give it that to you. Because anybody can go out there and be competitive in a 0-0 game. Come on, that was almost good.
I disagree.
Good. What do you mean?
I disagree. Because it can still be a 0-0 game, and you can get worked up and down the field, but the other team ends up missing their shots.
You don't think, even at my age, my fatness, everything bad about me, that I couldn't go out there and get in somebody's way on a soccer field?
No. I don't.
Sure, I could. Sure, I could. I could get in the way.
No.
I could maybe block something with the noggin or something.
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm.
I am so mad, by the way.
Don't take that the wrong way.
Yeah, whatever. That's going to bring up, you know, yesterday. I am so mad at the guys at Tiger's World.
Oh.
I went in for my 8 o'clock private training session.
You say with your Tiger's World shirt on.
I know. I'm going to take it off. Trust me. I go in for my 8 o'clock. My trainer comes in about 8:05, 8:10, and he's like BSing with me for a half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So finally,
you were getting your workout in.
I was excited because I know that the team comes in at 9 o'clock, and then they do. And I hate warm ups, you know. But I'd stay there and I would watch them from time to time doing their warm ups and all the crap they do. So about 10 to 9, I'm like, this is awesome. I'm getting out of working out today. All right, see you next week. He goes, no. You're training with the team today.
Negative ghost trainer.
And I said, the pattern is full. What are you talking about? And somehow he made me feel bad enough that he got me out there with the team, which is no big deal. I did the warm-ups, which I hate. When I used to train at David Vieira Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, I would never warm up because I hate it. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't warm up when I go out and play softball. I just go and play. I'm going to get hurt anyway. So, you know, why go through all that other process? So now we're 3/4 of the way done. And I take my gloves off, and I go to get a drink of water, and he's like, all right, put your gloves on, and I put them on. All right, now I want you to go with Rob. What? Rob just fought at the RFC. Had a TKO like 42 seconds into the fight. No.
Oh, that was the one where the blood went on the guy next to Jay, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember yesterday. So, all right, whatever, because Rob's a cool guy. You know, he's like, hit me in the face. No, hit me in the face. No. So I'm like throwing these jabs and stuff, and then he goes, all right, now I want you to go with this guy. And this guy just works me over.
Like a job.
You know, hitting me. And now, I don't want anybody to know this, but I do know a little. And I got called out for it.
Expectation management, man. You have to keep what you know to yourself.
Well, that's like, you know, if you grunt or you groan, they tend to like, all right, you're done. Yeah. You got to know when and how and where.
Work it.
So as he's working me over, I turn him to put him up against the wall, which in my mind is the cage. And then he took me down and we did some stuff. And they're like, he does know a little bit more than we think. And then they ended up at the end going with Ola. Like an Oleg ran the Rugged Maniac with us. He was supposed to carry me when I got tired, and he didn't. He carried 200-pound sandbags instead. But he's like, no, go hit me in the head. And I'm like jabbing him in the forehead, and I'm like hardly hitting him, but I'm scared to death that, you know, I may hit him a little wrong or a little hard, and he's going to drill me. I couldn't wait to get out of there, and I may never go back ever until Tuesday. I will be back. Tigers
until
World.
They
just moved. It was cool. You know, as you know, because you're a trainer and you've trained people and you work out 77 times a day. Every time I call your apartment, nope, he's at the gym. He was just there 2 hours ago. Yep, he's back.
I'm otherwise occupied.
The beauty of a trainer, and we need to get somebody from Kinetics on to talk about this, and it's one reason why I have a trainer at Kinetics as well. When you're around other people, especially people you really like, which are very few with me, And that's why it's always been an issue, because if I go and I'm around people that I could care less about, I'm walking out. I'm tired. Screw it. I'm done. But when I was there yesterday, I had to push through it because I really like these guys and girls. I really respect them. I think they're good people. So I had to fight through it, and it stunk.
It was awful.
I was not happy about
it. I immediately regret this decision.
I do not regret this decision that I know. We are way, way over. So let's get this final break of the afternoon in. When we come back, more shenanigans right here on Talking Sports.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Ferg and the whole gang at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Regal
Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today. PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Alice Cooper talking with Randy Harris on Talking Sports.
I know we've talked already a decent amount of MMA, which we try to save for Thursday night, but there was big news, like really, really big news that happened yesterday, and that's the verdict that was determined in the Anderson Silva trial.
We'll talk about that, and then I have some pretty big news as well, MMA related, talking sports related, but we'll get to that after the Anderson Silva debacle. January 31st was when he last fought. To the best of my knowledge, yesterday was August 13th. 8 months, 7 months it took from the time he tested positive. Well, really, he tested positive before.
Correct.
Because the blood was taken or the urine was taken before the fight.
Still in January, but earlier in
right.
the year, yeah.
And it's taken over 7 months for him to finally show up because he has pushed it back.
Yes.
Probably to come up with some silly love song story.
Oh, you mean like...
I didn't even do that on purpose. Because they came out yesterday and said he tested positive because he took a blue substance that a training partner in Thailand gave him to improve his sexual performance. This is Anderson Silva, once known as the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Now, we can argue GOAT, and we can argue what it means, and we can argue can there be more than one GOAT, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But at the time, most people considered Anderson Silva the greatest of all time, who claims his positive P-test was due to a sexual performance drug.
Now, one of the questions that was asked of him multiple times was, if that's the case, why didn't you disclose it?
Because he was embarrassed.
That was all it was. He was.
Well, I thought he pleaded the fifth a couple times too. Well, Ed Sorens did, and the translator did because now he spoke no English and it was all Portuguese.
I'm sure he did. So they're like, well, you're not really giving us the a great answer. You're not sticking with the same answer, but we're boiling it down to you feel it's a personal issue and you don't want to embarrass yourself.
You would have thought that he would have learned from his opponent, Chael Sonnen.
Yeah.
Chael P. Sonnen, who tested positive, went before the California State Athletic Commission, and said that he had the right to take the TRT and all the stuff that he took. Mm-hmm. He just didn't put it on the form. And again, for people that don't know, Boxing Commission, MMA fights are all under the Boxing Commission. You have to fill out a form the day before the fight. And it says, are you under any prescribed or non-prescription drugs. So if you're being prescribed something, all you have to do is list it.
Just tell them.
Don't tell me that you were embarrassed to say you're using the little blue vial for sexual performance and it's more important to you to keep that hidden than now a year suspension and it's...
A couple months, really.
Yeah, really, he'll fight again in February. It'll be the Super Bowl card. Watch. A $300,000, $280,000 fine.
$380,000
fine.
$200,000 win bonus plus 30% of his $600,000 show money.
He was embarrassed to say that he was taking this.
That cost him $380,000.
All right, and we're only going to go alleged because Danny Alvarez is not on the line. Do you believe it or do you not?
Believe that he took something?
Oh, we know he took something. Well, we know he took something.
The fact that he took something to improve his sexual performance?
Yes.
No, I do not.
I do not either.
At all. 100%. I mean, there's, in my opinion, I don't see how what he tested positive for could be related to what he was taking.
I want to be very, very careful how I say this. Okay. I'm going to put myself in Anderson Silva's shoes.
Okay.
I know who is around my team, meaning I know who is around Anderson Silva.
Yeah.
Anderson Silva has some of the biggest sponsors in the world. Then we're talking January, because in July is when all the sponsorship went away.
Correct.
In January, January 31st, he had Burger King. He had some very, very big.
He was with Nike as well, too,
right? I believe he was. You don't think that he could have gone to a little blue pill company for sponsorship?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Sure. That's a good point.
And how much money are we talking? Somebody like that is going to sponsor arguably the GOAT, who is using your...
Get a big old Pfizer right in front of his...
I'm just saying.
On his beltal area.
You know, when you're talking about dollars and cents, and, you know, you could have gotten...
Oh, absolutely.
Tens of thousands, maybe $100,000 on a full kind of deal kind of thing with Anderson Silva. I don't know. I just don't buy it. And that's where you just turn around and throw it right back in their face. Like, not only am I not embarrassed by it,
I'm getting paid.
I'm getting paid to do it. Yeah, shut up.
All of you.
That's
hilarious.
Shut up. So, but
that would have been awesome.
You know what I mean?
Pfizer, right?
So if you want to listen to more of that talk, that was last night's Knockout Radio. Last night we had Ryan Bader on. We had the governor, Josh Berkman, on. We had Greg Hendrick, who was out at the Nevada State Athletic Commission. That's on YouTube. That's on iTunes right now under Knockout Radio. So a lot of cool stuff going on. We are also working on a new program that will be coming to WTAN in the next couple weeks. Very interested in it. It'll involve your 2015 Hispanic Man of the Year. Yes, I am offended by that title, just so you know, because I have said it. Danny Alvarez should be the Man of the Year, not just the Hispanic Man of the Year. Everything this dude has done.
M-O-T-Y.
He is the M-O-T-Y without a doubt. But we'll have more details on the new program that'll be coming to the Tan Talk Radio Network on Saturday. And you don't even know it yet, but you will be involved.
Oh, wow.
And so a lot of good stuff. The Buccaneers hit the field for real-ish. It's real-ish. It's a real game. It's just ish because it really doesn't matter.
8 o'clock tomorrow.
And, you know, you're going to watch. I'm going to watch. You know, I'm not going to watch.
Is that a Fox game?
Closely? I don't think so. No, I believe that? It's NBC.
Yeah, Channel 8, got
NBC. I just hope that it doesn't get in the way of anything good, like, you know, Shark Tank or any of that kind of stuff, which is tonight, by the way. Shark Tank is phenomenal. But, you know, I'm interested. I can't wait, mainly because it means we are 1 week closer to the start of the player show, which returns to the press box on the 14th of September from 7 to 8. Our very first guest, week one, will be your starting linebacker, Danny Lansana. We're working on some other surprises. I will have more details next week on the Ybor Eats tailgate party, and they are going to have sweet tickets for the home opener. They're going to have 100-level 50-yard line tickets, I believe, to give away. They're going to have some autographed memorabilia that they're giving away through all events, tickets, and tours. So a lot of cool stuff coming up in the next couple weeks. I'm meeting with Wayne and What the Buck and some other people next week for that. Stop by Wing House on Hillsboro tomorrow night. It's the annual kickoff put on by What the Buck. And we're going to be doing a lot more with those guys this year, and I'm looking forward to it. So, in closing, anything you want to get off your chest or the gun show?
Jose Reyes clears waivers.
Are you surprised?
Yeah, a little bit, because they gave up Tulowitzki to bring him over. He was part of the trade.
Funny how that whole thing happens.
And then
now watch him end up right back.
Imagine that. Yeah, that coup, that would be amazing. Although, obviously, I don't know. If Rays are buyers right now, but...
Hit us up on Twitter. I'm at Knockout Radio.
At K.O. Wags.
Or Wags. You better get to Twitter and get that. K.O. Wags.
I need to do that.
You need to grab it and let them link them together. All right, enjoy the weekend. The Rays in Texas, the Bucks in Minnesota. A lot of good, cool stuff going on. And like I said, hit us up on Twitter or at knockoutradio.com. Have a great week.